This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh hey, thanks for downloading another Ben and Gabe podcast. Good choice. And this week was super fun. Well, except for the part where Ben throws shade at my age and I scold him, like the old lady that I am. There's some reoccurring themes. Last week I stepped in some sour cream, aka dog poo, and it turns out I'm not the only one. There's more gay characters sashaying into kids' cartoons, which is a recurring theme that I'm more than happy to extend. There's some shameful secrets revealed. Ben confessed that he hides a woman in his bedroom, and I divulged that I spend the weekend locked in a dark room doing exactly what a 12-year-old boy would do. Now, I'm going to have to give you a trigger warning. Ben is being hazed by one of his friends, and he gets a little too creative with the sound effects. I apologise in advance. We also take a swing at the proposed straight pride parade, but I think it's going to be a success. All they need is some good marketing, like a hashtag that would take off. I suggest something like hashtag straight lives matter, hashtag not all straight people have gay friends, or maybe hashtag what about me too. Anyway, let's get into it.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
Yeah.
What did we just see before?
Oh, man, we saw a lady kicking off in Macca's. Now, she wasn't angry. She was happy as Larry. Oh,
she was kicking it.
She was dancing. She had the Melbourne Shuffle going on. I'm guessing that she wasn't on her way to work. I mean, I'm just guessing.
She must have just got out of the gym.
No, I don't think that either. All natural high,
I would say.
No, definitely not. I mean, if you're raving in at Macca's at 6 in the morning, you are not a responsible adult.
Oh, we've got a great show for you all this morning.
We certainly do.
Gabe, what's going on with your hand?
Oh, I've got...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I've got RSI in my right hand.
Yes.
I'll explain that more.
How does one get an RSI?
Use your imagination.
I don't want to know, actually. Yeah. Spice Girls, they're touring the UK.
They are, but there's a little side act going on for the Spice Girls.
Side act's a great analogy.
Yes, exactly.
A Spice Girls fan got a bit fresh.
It got a little bit fresh, yes.
In someone's garden. We're going to talk about that later.
Could you call it a review? They left a review at the concert, let's say that much.
Review's a great analogy. There is the Straight Pride Parade that is supposedly happening in a few months' time in Boston.
Look, I think it's very important that we give these people a little bit more air and talk about this because it's a very serious issue.
It's a very serious issue.
Where can you go to feel proud when you're straight? Straight Pride.
I'm also having an existential crisis with my weight.
Oh, really? What's going on?
I think I'm the gay man's version of fat.
Oh,
yeah, it's a huge issue. We're gonna tackle it later. I need your help.
Just so you know, Ben is not a huge issue.
I am.
He's tiny.
I am. They had to like widen the doors for me this morning. There'll be a crane that lifts me out of the studio
dramatic.
In a helicopter.
No wonder you're a little bit sad.
You're listening to a Ben and Gabe podcast.
Now, we always get up very early on Wednesday. And I got to say, getting up early is kind of like being a vegan in that you feel better than everyone else.
Right.
Do you know, you get up and everyone's asleep and you're like, oh my God, I'm so good.
Or do you feel a superiority
about it? I do. So bad. All these people sleeping like the lazy slobs they are.
Yeah.
But this morning on the High Street tram, they're replacing those trams with buses.
Right.
And it's
hate
bedlam.
Bus replacement.
Oh, my
hate
God.
It.
It's such a different vibe. It's like you feel like you're back in school again. But at this bus was being delayed. A lady got on to say that they were going to wait for another 3 or 4 minutes. And this man up the back of the bus, he was a tradie, but he was kind of older. He lost his mind.
He tried to be a bit of a hero, did he?
Oh, my God. He was screaming how he had to be in the city at 6.
Yeah.
And he was just so angry. Like, and it wasn't even from like 0 to 100. He started at 100. He lost his tiny mind. And everyone was just staring at him like, chill. I was going to swear then. But anyway, it's just it's so unnecessary. Like, why do you have to be so angry all the time?
Did you have a message for him? Was there anything you wanted to say secretly?
Oh, I wanted to. When we arrived in the city at 6:20, I wanted to like look at my watch and say to him, you're going to be all right, princess? Like, just because like he was... The the bus was actually there earlier than the tram would have been.
Yeah.
So his abusing that poor woman was completely out of line and out of order.
As a retail worker, I hate outspoken people like that. Mm. You know, it's like when someone's like, oh, how long is this going to be? I'm in a little bit of a hurry. I'm like, yeah. Well, why are you here?
Exactly.
You're on break.
Exactly. Exactly. Just don't blame other people for your own terrible choices.
Or skip lunch next time and just go shopping.
Yeah. Just come. Calm down, everybody.
You're here with Ben and Gabe on Joy.
We have got some pretty exciting stories that you may not have heard of.
We've got all the Spice Girls goss right now because they're doing their UK tour right now, their stadium tour.
I got to admit, Ben, I was a little bit of a Grinch about the whole Spice Girls
you
thing.
You were.
But I did see some clips online and I did get into it.
Made your toe tap a little bit.
It did.
Made you a little bit happy.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say it looked like fun. And
I'm tapping my toes right now.
You are?
Tapping my foot, yeah. Anyway, so a Scotland woman has posted on social media. Mm-hmm. She's been very angry.
Because a Scottish woman angry? No.
There's a woman that lives near the stadium in Edinburgh and a whole bunch of Spice Girls fans were passing her house to and from the concert. She got angry and she posted on social media that someone did something in her garden.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to say this.
Oh, it's one of those stories.
Yeah.
We know you're eating your breakfast, but somebody did... poo-poo. Is that...
Oh, you actually just said it. I was going to say sour cream.
Oh, yeah, sour cream, of course. It's sour cream.
We've said it now, though.
We'd have.
Someone took a poo in her garden, a Spice Girls fan.
Was this on the way to or from the concert?
I believe it was before.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't
so it's
a review.
Daylight. They're fresh as a daisy.
Right. So
how does that work?
I don't know, but I hear it wasn't as big as the one the Spice Girls left on stage. No, I'm sorry, that's below the belt.
I love this though because the woman that has complained of this, she posted on her social media account, thank you to the gentleman who unfortunately left his toilet remains in a housing estate in Russell Gardens on way through to the concert. This is me doing a Scottish accent, by the way. Your mother would be so proud, not...
Don't think he's going to call his mum.
Her night gets even worse though because then she wrote, plus some considerate soul used the garden path to vomit in on the way home from the concert. So if you wake up this morning with what you thought was dog poo on your shoes, think again. So people are sour creaming in her garden and vomiting.
So the sour cream was just an incident, but the vomit was definitely a review.
Is there like a neon sign on this poor woman's house? Like, you know, just...
I'm not sure.
Seek refuge if you're too lit for this Spice Girl show.
How does she know it was a gentleman? I'm pretty sure gentlemen don't do poos in people's front
yards. I'm just wondering if the colour was ginger or scary. Oh.
Scary on the body issue.
Gabe, what's the other goss? What else is happening?
Ooh. Oh, man, I was so excited to read this morning.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning. By the way, I hope your mornings are going swimmingly. Mm. You might still be in bed, twirling through Facebook, having a look at social media.
Uh-huh.
But if you find this story, you'll be as excited as I was. Elsa 2, Frozen, is coming out. And they released this kind of preview trailer during Pride, which has got fans suspecting and drawing a link to Pride and Elsa being a lesbian.
Mm.
The thing is, as well, she's wearing a dress, which is like a pinky purple colour, which is exactly the same colour on the lesbian Pride flag. And so the whole Let It Go and all that kind of stuff, people are saying, oh, she's a lesbian. We can't confirm this for sure, but we're 99.99% sure.
Isn't she saying in the trailer that she's got something that she needs to overcome?
Yes.
So everyone's drawing parallels?
Yes, so many parallels. It's very exciting because my nephew, his four-year-old, bless his little cotton socks, he's as gay as the ace of spades. I mean, he might surprise us one day and come out straight, but he loves Elsa.
Kylie Minogue's already got him on standby to be his next hair and makeup
artist.
Oh, God,
yeah. And he's quite the little dancer as well, but he loves to get into a fairy princess dress. And when he finds out that Elsa is a lesbian like his Auntie Gabe, he is going to lose his tiny mind.
It's a great time for cartoon characters and ghouls to be gay. I mean, look at the Babadook.
Yeah.
He came out last year.
Yeah, and Arthur, the kids' TV show as well. There's so many queers in children's media at the moment. It is very exciting.
We do like asking this as well. Who would you like to see come out? Cartoon characters.
Yeah.
What cartoon character?
I reckon Humphrey Bee-Bear.
It's already been established. He's a bear, isn't he?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise.
What about Yogi Bear?
Oh, yeah. Well, those two guys, they spent a lot of time together.
Oh, they were doing it,
definitely. They went on picnics all the time.
I was sticking fingers in that.
Oh, God.
Is that too much?
It was definitely too much. Let us know what you're up to this morning. Give us a SMS.
You've stuck your fingers in the home tub.
Okay,
before,
wait. I think we should do something else.
But what about the show, sir?
Now, I do have a confession. I'm very...
What's happening? Because your morning's not going swimmingly. You're complaining about... You're complaining all morning about this your wrist, your right wrist. You're very limp-wristed. I'm finding it very offensive.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm
not
even standing up.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not having a go, but I do have RSI in my hand, my right hand.
How'd you get that?
Well, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed, and I probably shouldn't be talking about it on air because perhaps my mum's listening. But, I mean, how would you get RSI in your hand? PlayStation, of course. Literally PlayStation 4. I've been playing so much. This weekend, I locked myself in a dark room. My housemates were away. I was in my tracksuit pants. I didn't even shower. I just played PlayStation for 3 days straight.
So the Kleenex company can calm down. They don't need to send you a lifetime supply of boxes.
No. I wasn't playing my game. I was playing PlayStation.
But you're right.
Yeah. I
mean, wouldn't have taken you for that.
No.
It's, you know? Aren't you a little bit old for PlayStation? Don't teenagers just play...
Right.
That haven't left home yet.
Yeah, well, I have left home, but one of my exes did say dating me was like dating a 12-year-old boy. So
I can see that.
I do need to grow
up. I can see that.
A little bit, but it kind of got me thinking. I mean, we all want to be childlike, right?
Mm.
So, you know, what are you not willing to give up from your childhood, Ben? I mean, you tell me you have cheese sandwiches every morning for breakfast.
I do have cheese sandwiches every morning for breakfast. Hey, they're toasties.
Yeah.
Goes great with a coffee.
Toasties. Oh, that's much more adult.
I don't think I'm too bad, but I do have a bear still in my bedroom.
A teddy bear?
Not a guy I picked up at a club that I'm holding captive.
Yeah.
No, I got gifted for my birthday it's called Wonder Bear. It's a Wonder Woman bear.
Oh, cute.
It's very cute. Looks great on my couch.
Yeah.
Only thing is when I have, you know, someone over, I cover her up.
Of course.
I throw a blanket over her.
Of course.
Because that's just shameful. I don't want anyone to see that.
Exactly.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie.
And we're Sophie Tucker.
And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Now, Ben.
All right.
What's going on?
I'm having an issue. I need your help with it.
Yeah.
Because I was taking some photos of myself in front of the mirror the other day.
Yes.
Not with many clothes on.
Any?
As you do.
Any clothes?
Well, if you're... Some.
Okay.
If you're a gay man and you have a gay app, you tend to take photos, you know, keep up with your fan base.
And you couldn't be bothered taking your socks off?
I might have had my socks on. Anyway, this part of the story is irrelevant. Anyway, I was looking back at these photos and I'm like, wow, you're looking a little bit thicker.
Oh, yeah.
Looking a little bit plumper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't... Okay, sure.
So I'm having a breakdown over it and I told my friend about this and he's laughing my head off me about this, like how I'm like, I'm thick, I'm a little bit worried about it because I'm going to America in like 2 months' time.
Yeah.
So I actually probably need to start getting a little bit fit. Anyway, he's laughing his head off.
America, that's the one place you can let it all out.
I may come back fatter or larger.
Okay, just for the listeners out there, I don't know if you want to check out Ben on our Instagram page, it's Ben and Gabe Joy and Ben is tiny.
Thanks, Gabe.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's why I'm calling it the gay man's version of fat, because it's not really fat. It's just, you know.
You're tiny, but
thanks,
you're being...
Gabe.
Yeah, a little bit of a chunky monkey.
So I was telling my friend about this and he's laughing his head off about it. So now every time that I eat, he sort of fat shames me.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Like, you know, I'm having like some pasta and like... sort of like he does like a pig sound or he's like, oh, you're having a brownie, are you? And I'm like, well, yeah, I am. So he's got me on edge.
He's got you on edge.
I've always been skinny though. Is this a symptom of old age?
It is definitely.
I'm only 32, Gabe.
Yeah, you're gonna put on a little bit of extra weight, but that's okay because beauty is good.
But you're pushing 40. Is there anything I have to worry about?
Can you censor that, Peter? Surely, stop. Enough with that. Look, I'm quite lucky, actually. I don't have to worry about that. Mm. But I do like booty. I like them thick. Some, you know, you just got to find the person for you, Ben.
Look, I need to get into a Gear for America. I've been doing some research.
Yep.
And right after this, I've got some dieting secrets because I was like reading about some that I want to read. These are proven true diet facts to help you lose weight.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great.
And we're going to play it right after.
Excuse me, that behaviour's unacceptable. I don't like it.
We're just talking about my existential crisis with weight gain.
Yeah.
Because I have the gay man's version of weight gain.
Which is nothing.
Gay man's version of fat, which means you're not actually fat.
No.
But you think you are.
Yeah. baby got back.
We've just had a shout out, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We've just heard from Mags and Chris. They've said, great show, you little piggies.
They are my mums. Thanks for listening, guys. Love you. All right, so I've been doing some research because I've got to get fit for America.
Yep.
And these are proven ways to lose weight. Oh,
okay, cool.
I'm going to read out a couple of them.
Informative.
Yeah. The first one is eat with a guy. Whether you're a man or a woman, research shows eating in front of a guy makes you eat less.
All right.
Mm. I don't know about you, but if I'm in front of a guy, I'm going to eat everything. Have you seen how much I check Grindr?
But, you know, not all of it you swallow,
well,
I guess.
I'm going to end up eating him, the couch, the bedside table, and then I'll probably still be hungry and ask for seconds.
That wouldn't work for me because I grew up with brothers and you got to be quick or you'll miss out. So I actually eat faster around guys.
The next fact is hit the ATM.
What?
Buying food and meals with actual dollars instead of with a credit card makes you more conscious about how much you're spending, so you're less likely to load up on extra junk food you don't really need.
Oh, right. How does that work for you, Ben?
Oh, I think this is all very well if you actually do have money.
Yeah, exactly. You're just hitting the ATM, literally like, I just want some money.
Give me that money. The final fact is light up.
Oh, Ben, no. No,
it's all right.
I can't say this. It's community radio. It's
not a cigarette, Gabe. Wink, wink. A vanilla candle. This scent has a calming effect on the brain and can help sustain cravings.
What? Nobody's ever said that before. That is can't be true.
I've got one more because I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
Take a photo of what you eat.
Okay.
I hate people that take photos of...
Yeah, exactly.
Also, notice how I'm reverting back to this infomercial voice and my normal voice.
Yeah.
Writing down your meals and snacks is an effective way to keep track of daily calorie intake, but sometimes we forget just how much we eat. Take a photo of everything you eat throughout the day, everything, even a handful of M&Ms, so you can accurately tally it all up at the end of the day.
All right, so you're going to have to update your cloud because you're going to need more space if that's the case.
I just don't think there's anything poetic about fried chicken, do you?
No, not at all. It's not. No, you can't dress that up to look pretty. Doesn't matter what filter you put on that, it's still going to be problems. Guys, doesn't matter. You just got to find the one that's into you. Some like them thick, some like them thin. Whatever you're into. You'll find someone
very motivational, Gabe. Very motivational. You're a joy.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news. Straight Parade.
Yeah, Straight Pride Parade.
Oh, my goodness.
There is an organisation in America called Super Happy Fun America.
Doesn't sound fun.
They want to stage... It may be the world's first straight pride parade in Boston later this year. Yeah. Everyone's been up in arms about it.
Yeah.
What a great concept.
It's so funny. It's so funny. I love that they're calling it Super Happy Fun Parade. It's kind of like, it's ironic, right? It's like when you've got a really short friend and you call them Stretch. Do you know, like, that's got to be ironic. It's like, we're fun. You can tell because we put it in the title.
The president of our Super Happy Fun America, John Hugo, this is quite funny, is described as living openly as a straight man.
Of course his name's John. Of course it is.
Heaven knows that the life of a heterosexual male is one hard path to live.
It is. They need a day they can celebrate their uniqueness.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That doesn't work at all. But I mean, I think it's pretty funny because what are they going to have at the gay parade? They can't have anything too gay because they're straight.
Because parades are pretty gay.
Yeah. What have they got at a parade? At least the utes.
Well, because all parades have utes.
Yes.
So
well, they can have the utes.
They can have the utes because that's quite straight.
Yeah.
No streamers on it though.
No glitter.
No glitter.
Definitely not. No Kylie. They can't play any Kylie.
Definitely
tunes.
No Kylie. What would they be wearing, do you think?
Well, they can't wear leather.
I've got a couple ideas.
Oh, yeah?
What about a King G feather boa?
Yeah, you got the King G part right, but the feather boa's...
Still too gay, isn't it?
Definitely gay.
What about a diamante-encrusted flannel?
Okay, I think you've not won there because flannel is typically lesbian as well. They can have the Crocs. We can let them have Crocs. There's a few lesbians that are going to be upset, but we're going to have to give them up. It's for the greater good.
What about some 8-inch tradie boots?
Yeah, they can have the tradie boots.
Still too gay, isn't it?
Just the height on them.
I don't think this parade's going to work.
Well, they've got khaki. They've got fedoras. They've got chinos. They can wear a Hooters t-shirt. They can take their mullet.
Yeah.
Polo shirts. Is that a straight man thing, polo shirts?
I think everyone wears polo shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What I think they really need, though, is straight jackets, to be honest with you.
What about a chant?
A chant? Yes. Yes.
Could you think of a chant maybe that they could do? Can I egg you on?
Yeah.
Can we play this?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'll say, what do we want? And then you'll give me something.
Okay, something straight. Are you ready? Okay, something straight. Okay, cool.
What do we want?
Missionary.
When do we want it?
1 to 2 times a month, plus Christmas and birthdays.
What do we want?
VV.
When do we want it?
As a matter of fact, I want it now. I don't know.
It's quite funny, though, because they've used Brad Pitt as a sponsor for this.
Yeah.
They've had Brad Pitt on their posters to promote this Straight Pride Parade, and he's basically said, don't make me involved. I don't want to be in on this.
Yep.
They've also, was it Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. But Brad's lawyers wrote them a letter and said, I don't want to be a part of this.
I'm loving this because Brad Pitt is he's a massive sex symbol for all.
Yeah.
You know?
Except for straight men, I would say.
Yeah.
But who would they have as a mascot?
I mean, they need to get some, like, you know, men like Bruce Willis or Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, some action figures. Yeah, something like that. Maybe Kevin Costner, that would work.
Kevin Costner.
Barney from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That'd work.
Yeah.
What about Trump?
Yeah, that'd work.
And if he's sick, ScoMo can stand in.
What would you like to see at the Straight Pride Parade?
Or here.
What music would they play?
I don't know, something like Jimmy Buffett.
A dance remix of Working Class Man with the backing track of Better the Devil You Know.
Again.
Still too gay.
Yes, Ben, you've really... Okay, we're going to have to give Ben lessons on what
Shannon
straight culture
Noel, what
is.
About me?
Exactly. We're talking about straight pride.
Yes.
And I think it's hilarious because they can't have anything gay. And I've kind of got this image in my head of some guy rocking up like dressed in drag. And I'll be like, what are you doing, James? And he's like, you said drag. And they're like, no, drag race, you idiots. Bring your car, not your frock.
I'm Cher, bitch.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.